I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good morning, kind fellow.
And landed. Landed the podcast successfully. Lost a wheel, but, you know, I think that's normal.
Yeah, upon landing, yeah.
Upon landing, usually shed a wheel or three. That's why they got so many extras. It's like those heat tiles on the shuttle. Mm-hmm. Designed. Mm-hmm.
They're designed that way. Okay.
Yeah, designed to, like, fall off and look cool.
We didn't
cool,
make
like.
It up. We're just here to execute properly.
Yeah, proper landings. I didn't build these aircraft, this machinery, this landing gear. I'm just drinking and operating it.
It only makes you sharper.
It sure does. It takes the edge off and points it in a different direction. But it's still sharp. I mean, compared to like...
Don't point that
brick,
at people.
everything's relative. If you compared to a brick or the edge of a hand, like a karate chop, much sharper than that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So it's Sunday.
It is Sunday. What a nice Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
It is really nice out here. What's the weather like for you?
It's super nice also. Oh. Sunny.
Are you going to go for a run or a jog?
Today's forecast is sunny and cats.
Cats.
I should, although if I'm going to, I have to do it either in the next hour or two, or then later in the day.
Because so much planning for you.
Because it'll probably be too hot in the middle of the day to run around. I usually find that I overheat
like
a small dachshund when I try running during the middle of the day. It's like, I just want to lay down and die by the sidewalk. Or there should be like jogger collection, you know? Like a trash truck or something, but it comes around and picks up heat-stricken joggers and wiener dogs.
That makes sense because sometimes I do, like the other day I watched someone, I was driving and someone was running and I was like, man, they look like they've got good form. I wonder how long they've been running. And then I'm like, oh gosh, wherever they run, they have to run back. But there should be some sort of a pickup service for when you don't want to run or cannot.
You know, like the life alert, but for people who don't want to adult any further.
Just
at any point, maybe you're standing in line at the cell phone store and you've been there for a half an hour and you still haven't talked to anybody. and then you just lay down on the floor and hit your adult alert.
Adult alert.
And then men in pressed. And pleated pants and with finely chiseled jaws and perfectly pressed shirts and slacks. Yes. Well, I already went over the pants, but I can't emphasize how impressive these pants are. And there's so much can be afforded to that because it is the first thing that you see walking towards you is their penny loafers and their well-pressed slacks. Approaching you, and you know it's like an angel wearing slacks. It's like, well, this is going to go my way.
At the lowest of low when you've dropped in public and you can no longer move on, but you would hope to have a healthier lifestyle.
Unless there's a nearby ditch you could roll down, but we can't always hope for that. In case of a tornado.
In case of a tornado.
Yep, never had to dodge one of them. But, I'm always sizing up the exits like a Jason Bourne of tornadoes, though. Where can I duck if there's a tornado? There's a ditch there, there's a windowless closet there, and a bunker over there. Good. I know my exits.
And you do that even when it's winter.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I forgot about this. With the heat and the summer, and also this is a harbinger of, you know, global warming. We really don't want this to get any worse, because even when it just gets kind of like moderately warm over here, I find that bugs and insects really highlight my slovenliness. It's like visible stink lines coming off of shit now. It's just like, oh, a swarm of flies over my trash can. I guess I suck at taking out my trash. Or throwing things away in general. I suck at that too. Like, I throw the wrong things away, and then I don't take them out at the right times.
Oh, you certainly don't. I'm my favorite. Actually, we did that. We did a Sibcast several months ago when I was at your place, and I was like, Jason, the fruit flies? And you're like, they're my friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're back.
My friends are back.
My friends are back. Yeah, no, that I hit my friends with a bunch of bleach earlier, though, so I hope they all die.
I hope you all die.
Yeah. And I'm trying, so it's just, it is kind of like, I guess it would be nice if, like, cell phones had something like this where a visible indicator, like yesterday, I didn't know where my cell phone was, and for some reason it was in the bottom drawer of my desk.
Okay, your cats did that.
And luckily John was here, because we were building this 3D printer. We can get to next.
Yeah, we will.
But John was here helping me do that, and luckily we could use his phone to call my phone. But, it would be nice if, like, there was, like, a swarm of fruit flies app that just spawns and hatches a small swarm of fruit flies in the span of 30 seconds to look. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, it's a hybrid fruit fly, fruit firefly, fire fruit fly. Wow. Flyers. Flaming fruit fly.
Firefly.
That is the gayest insect to fly around a fat lady ever.
Ever.
The fire fruit fly. So, got a bunch of fire fruit flies. Fire flying, y'all. These flies are fire. And they fly out and they light up like little beacons around your phone, and then they die. And then they just turn into, I don't know.
Mulch. They turn into mulch.
Yeah, mulch that you can put on your aloe plants.
Perfect!
Okay, good. Because they're little bits of protein, you know, synthesized. Like, it would look like a small explosion, like someone spilled a little bit of soda, and then they would sizzle slowly into little bugs, and then they would fly away, and then they would disintegrate into, like we said, pellets of protein. Yeah, I think I got that one. We'll call up the Home Depot, get their garden department on the line, and convey to them roughly what I just said, and I think we'll have something going here. I think we'll start something up here. I don't know who I'm talking to.
What? Yeah, we have to get him on the line.
Yeah, somebody do that. You there, in the red shirt.
But me?
Snap to action.
Oh, okay.
Look alive.
I am.
All right, put your shoes on. Pleat those pants.
Oh, okay.
Quit slacking. I mean, slack up.
Slack up.
Yeah, we should change the term slacker to guys with really great pants.
Yeah.
Those slackers, they're doing a fine job on this business work.
A fine job.
Look at them building those trusses.
Picking up those joggers.
Like, all of a sudden, dockers are guys who work on I-beams, and slackers work on offices.
It's a new white helmet. You know, yellow helmet, blue helmet thing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's how you tell them apart.
Oh, yeah. Everyone just wears helmets instead of collars, because not everyone wears a shirt. You can't judge by if you're wearing a shirt or not and what color its color may be.
You can't judge a shirt by its color.
Don't judge. You can't. Yeah. that. Don't judge a shirt by its collar.
Collar.
And yeah, because someone may not be wearing shirts, because free the nipple and the boner, and wear helmets.
Hey, I heard that.
Well, hey, I'm just saying, if you're going to free the nipple, then the boner will follow.
No, that's way more.
It is relentless. Well, I'm not saying take it out, but I'm saying, like, guys are going to, you can't just, like, judge a guy for having a boner when there's nipples around.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
So I guess maybe the language could be finessed.
It could, yes, certainly.
But
free the outline of the boner.
The idea, I think, is that free human nature, and I don't know why, but ladies' nipples are hot and men's hairy nipples are not. And children, so the rabbit went back to his home and happy forest.
Yeah.
With his nipples, and his wife, and his babies, and his freedoms.
That's all we really want.
the end. Was exposed in the next chapter.
Thinking it's done. It's
not done. Of the Happy Bunny. Happy Bunny. Yeah, anyway, so in the next chapter, the bunny's buns, the end, is only the beginning.
To understand.
And on into the night, wherein the rabbits frolic, unseen,
to the, no.
As the shadow in the light goes down the path to wisdom, where there is a river leading to a pond, and the reflections on which show you what is the stars above. And in those stars, you will see the constellation of your future leading to your dreams, which are a moat around your past.
Whoa,
upon
Jason
which the
deep.
Castle of your failures is built, and in which your family of lies lives.
Oh, it's a terrible place.
'Tis a terrible burden to bear. To live in such a way that is backward and down and does get slippery when wet. The end.
Okay.
Goes on to become. Okay, I'm done. Gotta stop at some point.
I know.
Okay.
Ooh. Ow, it hurts.
That was a nice little breaky no, poo. Little break, Breakenstein. Break dance.
A what? So manly.
So yeah, flies.
They're busy.
With global warming. Like those things are like fruit flies are gonna get bigger, they're gonna become the size of fruit. Just gonna be a big spherical fly.
Nice.
Like a tomato with tiny wings defying gravity.
Barely. Oh, that's like that video of the fat
three
animals.
Three of them will
or...
land on your cat and crush it.
Depending upon the size of your cat, yeah.
Yeah. Your cat.
My cat, yeah.
Yeah. But it's, I just wore it because there was like, I think there was some time in the past when the oxygen was so rich in our environment and the air so much less dense that basically bugs were the size of cars. So we don't want that again. Like just a big old exoskeleton beetle just coming at you like.
Please don't add sound effects. Just keep that.
Yeah, no, I might tune that down a little bit. That was a bit much. But you get the
it
idea.
Was really
like,
good,
like,
yeah.
Starship Troopers, but less Johnny Rico.
Yeah. I understand.
Because like, if we have a guy like that, we're not going to get anything done. We're just going to be like, oh, look at his jaw. It's amazing. Oh,
people with really strong jaws do get a lot done.
The perfect jaw. When he does that that sneer, he looks like a prince. It's amazing.
He is a prince.
Yeah.
He's a prince of our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we don't want the bugs to get bigger, so stop farting so much and using your cars a lot.
Is that what causes bugs?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. It's all that. It's fat people farting.
Oh.
At some point, that's got to make a dent, right? Not in just a couch, but also in the environment.
I had the best fart the other day. I was on the couch, and Wyatt was right there, and I was waiting for my husband to leave the room.
Was it on fart day?
Sure.
This past fart day?
I don't know. But it was one of those ones that they're not stinkers. They're just the sound needs to be recorded for history. It's so good. And Wyatt was just like, Mom, and Everett stops in his tracks, and he's like, Mom, and I'm like, what? Dad wasn't here. I had to let it go.
This is a joke for the stoners. I feel like it's almost like the indica and sativa of farts. You know, you've got the sativas that are just very heady, and they don't have, you know, they're not aromatic and unpleasant. Mm-hmm. They're just, they bring the mood up because they're hilarious. They just flap right out of there.
Yes, that's what it was. does.
It's just like a good friend who you're happy to see who comes in the room joking and smiling.
And makes you giggle. Yeah, makes you giggle. Yeah.
And there's nothing bad about that. So that's a nice sativa.
Yeah.
And then you got your indica gas. That's the one that's just like SBD on up through like, did you just shit your pants?
Yeah, like that sounded wet. Yeah.
Where you just know that some heinous anus is coming your way.
Gross. Okay, but the two words you're using, I don't know what words those mean. Like, I get what you're referencing by the way you're speaking, but I've never heard those words.
Heinaceous.
No, not that one. This stevia.
What?
The two words you were just using. The sativa.
Oh, sativa and indica.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Not anus and anus?
No, I know those two.
I would like to...
I know them well.
Oh my God, hold on a second. I would like to join the WWE, formerly the WWF, and I would say that panda from the WWF logo looks like a wrestler, and he always has to me. Yeah, so when I changed it to WWF and I saw the panda, it just looked like a panda flexing on you.
Yeah.
It's like WWF pandas. Anyway.
Panda. Yeah.
Anus. Entering the ring.
Pandemonium.
690 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Creating
his fists of fury will light up the ring.
Anus
entering the ring. I just wanted to say that. He is the lord of the ring.
Oh.
Delivering a brutal blind blow. Oh, straight to his eye. Yes. Oh my God.
Oh no.
No, he's...
A rear
naked chokehold. Oh my goodness. He's about to finish him. In the ass.
Gross. He can't.
I've never seen a sight like this before.
The ring of fire.
The ring of fire. Oh, he's executing the move perfectly. He's executing it perfectly. No. It's devastating. The man is devastated.
Like I said before, it's absolute pandemonium.
He's running around in circles, holding his shorts. He can't stand the commotion.
No!
Heinous Anus is pumping his fists furiously into the air. He's on fire. Oh, this is a sight to behold. My goodness. I'm retiring.
I didn't know we had so many connected thoughts about that, but we did really good.
Man, your Skype is a pile of turds today. Or my Skype, or the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Someone must be moving something. I bet this is like the internet highways. Like, there's like the government or somebody is moving like the equivalent to an enormous like jet engine. Or when you see a huge prop or something. Or it's not a jet. It's probably all like parts for wind turbines. For wind generators is all you're seeing. It looks like part of a spaceship, but it's just a fucking fan, a gigantic fan. But there's probably some governmental effort to move something tantamount to a wind generator prop through the internet tubes via a big truck, and that is causing the signal to degrade and squeeze by. We're like, you know, the transmission of your voice over here and vice versa is like a little Datsun. Is that a car? Or is that just a dog? I feel like it's a car too.
I think it's a car.
A gremlin, we'll say, which I know is an animal also, but is a shitty car. Like a little gremlin, just like pulled up behind a huge piece of machinery that's taking up both lanes and kind of waiting for a good time to speed by.
Everyone's always just waiting.
You are, as long as you're driving your car, unless you're that guy who fell asleep in the wheel of his Tesla, like last week.
Is that what happened? That seriously happened?
Like, there was some guy who, I guess, I don't know. See, what worries me is, apparently there was a photo of the guy behind the wheel of his Tesla when it was autopiloting and he had fallen asleep, which I guess you're not allowed to do, but it's like, I don't know, what's the BFD? But then...
I wonder, like, how was the photo taken?
Did the Tesla run a red light or something? That worries me a little bit.
Tesla.
What's that all about?
Hey.
And speaking of Elon Musk, speaking of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He said, let's see, I put this in quotes, so I think that I recorded this as a quote, but it, we could put them in little wiggly quotes, which should be like that
just
little...
just in case.
When someone uses like the little tilde, but lower down, that little squiggly, they say like about, like middle tilde 10, which is I'm calling middle tilde or Matilda. We'll call her just a Matilda.
A Matilda.
Matilda 10.
Okay.
Means about 10. That maybe a little, some little squiggly sideways quotes or something could be like, eh, about like this is what he said. Like Trump would use those exclusively for quoting people. There's a 1 in billion chance we're in base reality, says Elon Musk. Now, pretty smart guy. He invented like a new kind of I think it's like a microwave, but with wheels, something like that. But let's see. It's not very often that I get to call one of the smartest people on the planet an idiot.
Okay, I love it.
But I'm gonna try.
I think Elon
Musk is like 44 right now. I feel like geniuses, they could start going off the rails around then, and he may be.
Yeah, quick.
Because this was on a TV show or something that he was just, you know, postulating. I don't know if he was thinking out loud, but obviously he's thinking about this. Saying that, I think his argument was that looking at the rate of technological, of our own technological advancement. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, if you could, please.
I have to clear my throat for a second. our own technological advancement is so rapid that it stands to reason, one could reason, that there are civilizations that have already created that technology and that we are a part of it. I think is generally what he's saying is that possibly looking at other cues and indicators that's the case. But that, to me, seems far-fetched. And I don't know if that's just the contrarian in me, just trying to disagree, but it seems like almost a way for a super genius who invented a new electric car that everybody wants to create his own sort of, like, structure where there's, like, a programmer instead of a god. I don't know. Something like that, or something to make things seem less random. And I don't think he's even thought out to that point, but that's just what it kind of, like, the consortium of that thought seems to say to me. Because I would say that, I would say billions, 1 in billions chance that we're not base level reality, but I'd say there's an impossible chance that any of us are alive and monitoring this universe at all. So the fact that whether we're a computer or not, our consciousness of, or our awareness is more of an impossibility than us being base reality. So that mixed with a little bit of infinity and the random chance of how meaningless life seems to be other than to perpetuate itself all seems to say that we are either at base reality or a ghost in the machine. So one way or the other, I take solace in knowing that we're not programmatically informed in our choices. But you can also say that we are computers. The argument can be made, we are computers ourselves, just we use blood instead of electricity, and we also use electricity instead of electricity.
So what do I do with all these emotions? Why are they here?
I have no idea. I feel like if you could just put an emotional tap on and then let those out into a balloon, then maybe we would all have a little bit more of an idea of who needs to shut the fuck up.
I got a list of a few.
Yeah, maybe we could just have like everyone has an helium tank of emotion strapped to their back. Or a helium tank with a little operator, little valve that's hooked up to their emotional cortex, which is probably a thing that's inside of people. And every time that they have a feeling, coordinate amount of helium is let into a balloon until it is filled, just a normal party balloon. And then as you, here, I like this, as you walk around throughout your day, little balloons start to fill up and add to your balloon. And, you know, it's just like, it's all a system. So as the balloons fill up, they just sort of release and they're attached to strings on your back. And then if enough balloons get filled up, get converted from liquid to gaseous helium, then you become weightless and you float away and die in the vacuum of space, and we don't have to listen to you anymore because you're so emotional. I feel like we'd have like 80% dudes pretty quick though.
My favorite is that you're like in the middle of, like, when you start to get rolling, you're like, I like this. It's like you patted yourself on the back while you were running. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yeah, and then I trip, and I, like, I totally smash my face into the pavement, and I get back, and I'm like, no, I still remember. I got it. I'm unfazed.
That's I'm all right now.
This corporeal collision will not stop me.
I knew you thought that I would, but I didn't.
Oh, I would like Binky, though. Could somebody...
Can my has Binky?
So, whatever I just said, that.
Oh, yeah,
and,
who knows? I tapped out.
Also, I had this thought about that the light of at the end of the tunnel, like, you know how people who have near-death experiences? Mm-hmm. Experiences? People who have near-death experiences, see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So I've got a cool, I've got a nice thought about that, and then I've got morbid thoughts following that nice thought.
Of course, because it's you.
Yeah, you know, okay, it's got to be, you know, 50 to 90% morbidity.
It all has to come out of me.
10% scatological hilarity, scatological levity. There we go. Is that the light at the end of the tunnel? Maybe it's a birth canal. Maybe it's a birth canal as the light at the end of the tunnel, and as soon as you hit that threshold, that event horizon, then like instantly you're matrixed into another reality and you don't remember anything but like screaming, and then like maybe even that's what, maybe you don't, there's nothing, like you only come online when you're what, 3 or 4, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 is when you start having your first memories. Maybe that's like
my goodness.
When you've recovered from the shock of rebirth. So there's something for you reincarnators there. I don't necessarily believe that's true, but if you do, then every time a person comes back from that experience or cheats death, you know, just narrowly misses dying, well, that's, well, there's an effect on the other side. A baby doesn't make it. So there's the morbid part, and that's a big sadness cake. Mm-hmm. A big like moist cake of sadness.
Oh, I thought you said we couldn't say that.
Rocky road flavor. And then and then, you know, with a nice icing of the beginning of that story. So yeah, so, you know, just don't, I guess, like, steer into the skid, because otherwise you're killing babies in the next life, is what I'm saying.
Well, theoretically, that's what you think.
Theoretically. Clearing my throat. Ba-ba-ba-da.
Clear my throat and yeah. my brain thoughts.
Clearly, those are my thoughts. and that's the end of my list of...
Oh, we made it, guys.
Thoughts. I have nothing else to say.
I've exhausted all my efforts.
Yep. I'm going to lay down now.
I've got to go take a rest from my brain now. Okay. Jason, you built something, and it was very exciting.
Oh.
You built... a 3D printer.
A robot girlfriend.
Yep.
I mean, how does anybody know I didn't? This thing oscillates a whole lot.
No joke. I think they think that something else is going on out there.
Rep. I always forget which order it's in. Excuse me. I have a couple modifications for your 3D printer. Because I spend so much time working on assembling 3D printers, and modifying and calibrating them. I don't really have much time to date, so I was just wondering if you could put, like, orifices or anything on. I'm just saying, like, you know, something, like, or at least, like, I don't know, some, just consider that we're all a bunch of lonely losers assembling these robots.
Oh, robots.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Depending upon one's girth, there are many extra outlets in the machine, so you could make use of them, perhaps. But, in the meantime, I've assembled a 3D printer, yes.
That's exciting. Yeah. John Clarkson helped you.
Yeah, John Clarkson. Captain John Clarkson there.
Oh, the, wait, what did we name him? I forgot. We renamed him.
Oh, Jean Clark Gaultier. Jean Clark Gaultier.
Yep.
He happened to be in town. He was scheduled to work, but they didn't need him at work. And so, yeah, weird coincidence. I was just like, I think I hit him up and I was like, hey, man, drugs? And he was like, hell yeah, drugs. And then he stopped by and I was like, hey, I'm building this 3D printer also. And he was like, I've got time. So.
You two are such good friends occasionally.
Yeah, that was super fortunate because that probably halved the time in assembling this thing or more. Like, got this thing together in relative short order with the help of that gentleman. So shout out to John Clarkson.
Woo.
For his help with that. So I got this thing assembled, did some printings. I think I must have got some cheap filament or something. Because, let's see, I got a couple of prints.
But Prince is dead. What?
I got some objects formerly known as Prince, but...
Yeah. they're not the real thing.
No, they're not. I'm still working on getting this thing calibrated. But I printed what looks like a pretty nice, like, it's kind of flimsy, but it looks cool. A little Zelda key, a stupid little key chain. Both key related. I could put both these things on a key chain. That'd be cool. And a failed, what's called a Z-Rex, which was like a little T-Rex toy that, like, you can articulate. I think at a certain point, my nozzle became clogged on account of possibly some cheap filament. I just bought filament. I didn't know if it was cheap or not because it's the first time I bought filament.
Yeah, you've literally never done this.
Yeah, so I just bought filament and I think it might have clogged my nozzle, my hot end. And when I went and tried to take that apart to clean it, which I did that successfully, I accidentally nicked one of the wires to my thermistor, which is the thermometer that measures the temperature of the hot end.
So
I need to go borrow. Well, I really just need solder from Dad. He's got some solder. I need to use some of that because I just need to resolder this wire I nicked, and then my thermistor should be back in action because the printer, the heating elements, there's a hot plate on the bottom and then there's the hot end. Those are the two heating elements. Neither of them will work if either thermistor is broken, because if it can't get a reading on what its temperature is, it will just assume that it will heat itself into oblivion, so it won't heat anything as a result. It'll be like, now, if you won't tell me how hot it is, I'm not going to heat it up.
I'm not even going to help.
I don't know why I made my printer seem impudent and bitchy, because it's appropriate. But, so I have, like, I tried to print an ocarina overnight, and it printed most of it, but it's just at the top, the integrity of the flow was compromised, and so it is not airtight, and it does not play as an ocarina, and I am sad for that. I am sad for it. But I'm going to repair the current thermistor and hope that I might have to get some acetone to clean this hot end better, because it's just like, I don't know what's up. It just leaked all out. It got clogged and started leaking, and it's not supposed to do that. So, ordered another one of those. If it shows up,
hey, at least you're learning from your mistakes, and you're learning by doing, and you know. Well,
that's the idea of this thing. It's not like, I don't know if I'll be able to, like, maybe I might buy some of these and assemble them for use in the store, but I don't know if these are commercial. I mean, you can give people print time on them, I suppose, with the caveat that you'll get, you know, probably the most rudimentary prints from them. But I'm looking to invest in slightly more expensive machines, like in the $500 to $600 range, and then get at least one of the really good ones. But this kit was only like $320, so it's like the entry level, and it's for learning. So I'm learning.
Well, it's funny because I was telling Mom, it goes back to when you were like when you were a wee lad, and you Yeah, when you would when you would take apart VCRs just to put them back together and old electronics and like figure things out. It's like the updated, newer version of JC. And you get to take things apart to understand them and, you know, kind of building it from parts and pieces. It's really cool. But then it's new technology that I'm sure not too many people around there have. That's pretty cool.
Well, not in Indiana. I mean, there's probably this and maybe like two other 3D printers in the town of Franklin. there's a lot. Like, the community is growing rapidly, and that's why it's a good time to get in on it. Because, I mean, I don't think the hot plates on the bottom was even a thing until probably the last few months or the last year or something. Because I know that before, I didn't see any, in the 3D printers, I didn't see any wires going down to the actually printing plate. I think that people were having difficulty figuring out what the best way was to get the print to actually stick and stay mm-hmm. adhered to the plate. So they were using like glue and different kinds of materials. And then I think someone was like, hey, if you heat up the surface to like 70 or so degrees Celsius, it holds stuff to it.
Oh.
So, you know, little, and you can see the innovations like that. So it's basically what's neat about it, I think, is with 3D printers, this is kind of a time machine in a way to dad. Because in the same way he built the first computers, I'm building the first 3D printers.
Ooh, it's
and Mom made that same connection, but much more mom-like. She was like, "Everything. I just love the way everything's coming together. This first example, and then the second, and your dad, he put together those computers, and that's gonna blah, blah, blah." It's like, and both dad and I were sitting there like, rolling our eyes like, we're both men. We know that there's no real connection other than like heartfelt, but it's not like dad's gonna come in here with any expertise on 3D printers and how to put them together. Which was I think that was Mom's inkling was that dad would be like, well, he's put together kits before, so he'll be the expert on it. It's like, I can only imagine trying to put together a printer with dad right now. because I remember trying to put together computers with dad. And it was already, like, that was when he was, like, I don't know, what, 50, 55,
you
60?
You were a child.
And I was in high school or something, and we were putting together, like, IDE cables and motherboards and stuff. Mm-hmm. And just sort of the more by-the-book way that he goes about things and the fact that he's more old school, it was already not working. So I could only imagine trying to put together a 3D printer with dad. No offense, dad. I'd love to go out and have a catch, but... But
he does like that kind of like, you know, techie kind of stuff. So.
I know, but the problem is like at this point, you know, my mind's much more in tune with this technology and moving a lot quicker is my point. And I already experienced some of that.
You don't know that, though. I bet dad could really surprise you if given the opportunity.
Go ahead and give it a shot, old man. I'll fight you.
Let's see what you got.
I think I am at that point where it's like my life energy is starting to like get
super
to its
argumentative
peak, and I'm just like, ah, I want to fight my dad.
That sounded super stepbrothers. Oh god, yeah. That's funny.
It's like, buddy's an old man. Shit.
I got so much energy to fight something.
make I'll be like Jennifer Garner, I think, or whoever else in Daredevil when they got super, super duper mad at the Daredevil, and they put his face on the punching bag and they started punching his face. I hate the Daredevil. I'm gonna be like that with Dad's face.
No, you're not. Quit.
No, well, at least just an old, I don't know, the some sort of fatherly archetype. Because, yeah, I'm not angry at Dad. But
no, I know.
I do think that was hilarious in that scene in that movie when they literally, like, kept that in when What's-Her-Nose, like...
I didn't see that movie.
You shouldn't. Daredevil pissed off somebody and... or, like, the female heroine of the movie. She did all the heroin and became heroin herself. she was like, they set it up so it was kind of like a Batman versus Superman thing where like they were falsely pitted against each other. But part of her training montage when she was like, I'm going to get strong and fight Daredevil, was she literally put like a little cartoon version of Daredevil's face, like drew it on a piece of paper and put it on one of those little like bags that's strapped to the floor and the ceiling, like the little elasto bag, and it was just like punching his face like and it was just like, are you serious? That's so ridiculous. I'm gonna punch you in the face. And it was like a shitty drawing too. It was like a kid drew it. It was weird.
That's amazing.
I don't know if it was supposed to be funny or not. That You're movie like, was funny, and I don't think it was supposed to be.
I know.
Ben Affleck. That was one of those movies that gave us the mistaken impression that Ben Affleck can't act, because he can't.
Yeah.
He's very good at it, but
every
now and then he gets a role where he's like Keanu Reeves-ing it.
That's true.
Just not much emotion, just very robotic. Like, you could redo The Matrix with Ben Affleck, and it would the only difference would be everyone would be looking like 2 inches higher at his eyes, but that's the only difference.
Yeah, Keanu Affleck.
They should just redo. Someone should refilm The Matrix scene by scene, but with a CG model in place of Keanu, so that anybody can be the one.
Oh yeah!
You can just CG. You just scan your body, and you can just be the one in the whole through the whole movie.
I don't see why we can't.
Why are movies like that now? Then people can just like, I want to star in the next big movie, and then they are like everyone
you have a
just
really
literally
bad internet
you put on
connection.
Your virtual reality goggles, and then you just see yourself as
Jason
the star in the movie that you're watching, and with other audience members piped in via the internet into your earballs, so you're all experiencing the same movie but with yourself and your friends as the characters, but none of you see each other's different experience in that sense.
You can't. We just had a really bad connection and like timed out for a second. That was funny. You kept talking.
I saw buffering over here, so there's
mine
more.
Mine timed out and I was like,
more gigantic fan blades and turbines and props.
Yeah, it did get kind of noisy for a second. Yeah.
All just down the highway of internet. The internet super highway, which
super.
I hope it's a super mega fantastic highway by now.
Super mega fantastical highway.
Trip the highway fantastic. Because if we were talking about like the roads that they built when the car was first invented, if we're still on those highways, that's why we're experiencing difficulties. Someone did say that, like, our cellular network and all of our infrastructure, I think it's because we've just been spending all our money and time in politics fighting wars at home and abroad, at home and on women.
On abroad.
Yep. Them broads. All over there being abroad. I think that's oh, shit. I lost my thought. What was I saying?
Oh, no.
Something about just having too much time, our politics and everything. It's maybe we don't. We're not spending money on infrastructure. I found it. Wow, that's good. We're spending all our money on wars, and instead, if we actually spent our money on society, okay, I'm gonna call it society, not socialism. If we call it society, are you not afraid of it?
Oh, I'm not afraid of society.
Well, people are afraid of socialism.
I know. Well,
which is
are.
Basically the state of being in a society.
People don't like that because, like, what am I going to do with... How am I going to get money and why is everybody taking it?
And what about the Nazis when they come to take my guns from my hands? And then they take my hands, too. they're disarming me.
Hey, what of it?
Well, they said they were going to disarm me.
Mm-hmm.
They want my guns and my hands?
As I understand it.
As I understand it.
Oh! Pun! Mic drop. Yeah.
That's got to be a different kind. That's like a redneck pun or something. Or like a prospector pun. A pun specter. When it is based solely on an old-timey accent to execute the pun.
Mm-hmm. Dad has the best puns.
Understandable.
Hey, are we going to end this?
No, because I have to prove a point, which is that...
And then we can end this?
We could spend money on our telephone lines and our roads, Okay. And we can build bigger roads for mm-hmm. for bigger amounts of words mm-hmm. and propellers and even bigger wheels and cars and bigger people inside of those cars mm-hmm. and in those propellers would be traversing down those roads next to those people, both very big, like two gigantic testicles.
Bigger wheels on the of cheese.
Track of life.
Yeah.
Headed toward the dick of existence. And that guy
dick.
Has a rubber stamp, which is not prophylactic, but molded into the shape of an access granted image, which he will imprint on your ticket. And you will board the train of the future, which heads down the opposite track, contrary to the balls.
Gross.
On its way through the taint.
Oh, come on!
Over the river and through the woods. To the Ring of Fire.
Oh!
Where Heinous Anus is waiting to meet his maker, which is the collision. The calamity. It is the Big Bang that goes on into the other side of existence and is born anew. One.